I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and we start with this question. Do you know what a blasphemy law is? The Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman, Todd Nettleton.
Particularly in an Islamic country, blasphemy can be anything that disrespects Muhammad, the Quran, disrespects Islam, and that can be something you say verbally. It can be a text message that you send. It can be mishandling a Quran.
Blasphemy laws are commonly used to target and persecute Christians. 40% of the world had these laws in the books in 2019. Blasphemy laws were most common in the Middle East, North Africa region, but in every location.
The blasphemy laws are often used simply as a weapon to settle disputes, as a weapon to get rid of someone.
An Egyptian app developer wants to bridge the communication gap between hearing and deaf communities. The 28-year-old developer describes his app, I Hear You, as the Google Translate of sign languages. While noble, a project like this is easier said than done. Rob Myers of Door International describes the complexities and challenges in the full report at missionnews.org.
The intentions have been good in trying to eliminate some of those communication barriers. But in fact, if you want to be successful in working with any deaf communities in any context whatsoever, do that work with the deaf community rather than doing it for.
Led by a team of deaf Christians, Door International equips deaf believers to reach their communities for Christ.
As a hearing person involved in deaf ministry, it's very important that my work stand behind the scenes.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide this month. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org.